welcome to
The Crash Report! The Crash Report! The Crash Report!
Guys, are you ready for some football? Are you ready?
Woo!
How?
I am, man. Welcome, everybody. This is the official first episode of Season 3 for The Crush Report.
Take two.
Had a little hiccup, but we're back. Yeah, man. This is we're officially into the new season. Very excited. This is kind of a special episode. I don't know if you knew that or not, Eric.
It's not. It is. Which is it? It is.
It is. It's a special episode. Because we got some guests.
Woo!
Ow! Today joining us, we've got in the studio Micah McCartney and Mark Munoz.
Hey guys, it's Micah. Glad to be back.
Hello.
I
still think it's Mark McCartney and Micah Munoz.
Eminem and Eminem.
Dyslexic. Eminem. You're dyslexic.
Micah started the show with us. 3 years ago, was here for a long time. Took a little bit of a hiatus. He was getting some bowel reconstructive surgery done.
Wait, did you say bow as in like the bow of a ship or
no, oh, like bowel, a bowel. Okay. Like his
like he had trouble pooping.
My poopy. Yeah.
He blew out an O-ring, but he's back. Micah McCartney.
It's so good.
Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
So good to be back. My name's Micah McCartney, and if you are a longtime listener of this show, you know I fucking started this shit. So,
fake news.
I'm glad.
Fake
to be,
news, right?
Glad
there.
To be back. No, it's good to be back. I miss doing it. Maybe I'll be coming back more frequently. I miss you guys. You guys have been doing a great job. I've been listening to the episodes, so glad to be back and actually get the good content out there because it's been a while.
Hey, Micah,
so.
do you think that we'll fight this episode?
Probably.
That's what I was looking for.
Probably.
To.
And our other guest is Mark Munoz. The younger, more handsome brother.
I was going to say no relation.
Well shaven.
Oh, okay.
I'm the fatter, older, balder version of Mark.
Smarter. More successful.
That's how you know we're lying.
Mark Munoz, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
No, I'm glad to be back, guys. I've been on the podcast a couple times, but been moving back and forth from Colorado to Kansas. So, just glad to be back.
Did you do that more than once?
I mean, I took a couple trips back and forth. I saw a lot of windmills and a lot of corn.
Now, Mark Munoz, you're a big Chiefs fan, so why don't you go ahead and tell me about what it's like to be back in Colorado?
Well, I mean, if we want to start off with fake news, that's fine. I would tell you this, though. The Chief fans out there are ugly. And not just by... not just by their faces, by the words,
souls
that they
by
speak.
Their cold hearts.
Low blow. Just a cheap shot. Chiefs fans are ugly.
Just a cheap shot.
I've never seen a more ugly fan base.
Me and Eric actually have talked about having a Chiefs podcast person on our show. We just can't find any that know how to use a computer. So as soon as we do. We'll definitely invite them.
They ask if is a computer down at the local slaughterhouse?
Yeah. Can I podcast in my truck?
A Chiefs podcast is just a guy yelling out of the back of his truck about the
Broncos
Chiefs.
Broncos suck.
Mark, how long have you been a Broncos fan?
Longer than I've been alive.
That sounds about right.
That's a long time.
If you could see the room I'm in right now, you would know
it's
why.
It's the Bronco room.
It's the Bronco room.
My dad...
But that,
no,
it's not
that's
your
my
room,
dad's
though,
room.
Right?
I think I was born in this room.
You were at least conceived
in it. There was some hot water and...
Is that what that smell is?
Yeah, Mark's in the Bronco room. And that's my dad's only room that he gets in the house. Mark's living with my parents right now.
Oddly enough... Mark and Eric were both born 9 months after Bronco victories. So that should tell you something.
It took me a second to get where you were laying down there, but now I get it. Especially because there were no Bronco victories.
Yeah, not back then.
All right. Welcome, guys. And everyone's alive.
We're glad you're here.
Sean, what did you think of the last podcast that we did?
It was great for the 30 seconds before it became irrelevant.
I feel like it's sometime that was that's kind of like the podcast in a nutshell.
Right. Yeah, I mean, off-season stuff happens so fast at the beginning of the season, it's really hard to keep up with, and we don't record as much as we do during the season. Obviously, we record every week. But yeah, a lot of stuff happened last week, a lot more than normal, for sure. The shit definitely hit the fan, as they say.
Well, let's start it off.
You can say that again.
Let's start it off by talking about Tyson Barilo.
Yeah, probably the least impacting news from last week. Tyson Barilo was traded to the Atlanta Falcons for a whopping fifth-round pick in the 2018 draft. What do you guys think? Are you guys saddened by this? Anybody going to miss Tyson Barilo?
I think it was a wash.
No. No one's going to miss Ty.
No?
Bye-bye, Ty.
No love lost on Ty, huh?
I'm glad we got something for him.
Bye.
Yeah. Fifth-round pick.
So wrong.
It's not much, but at least we got something.
It's true. It's interesting because the Broncos have invested so much in kind of beefing up their offensive line. You know, is this a sign of things, you know, that needed to change? Do you guys feel like this was a needed change, or this was just kind of, like Mark said, a wash altogether?
I think it's just a wash.
All
right. This is why you guys have me on the show.
Well, fuck you, Tyson Barilo.
There's no reason to beat that horse. It's dead. Yeah.
Okay, well, moving on to more pressing news then. Broncos released TJ Ward. This is big news. We talked about this on the last show. We said it was a rumor at the time. And then pretty much the day after we recorded it, it stopped being a rumor. So.
I'll go ahead and pick a fight and say that I don't think that this is that big of a deal.
Devil's advocate. You're just trying to start a fight.
It was kind of like I was going to say that.
Devil's advocate,
I
son.
I was saying that.
I
and
agree.
Then, like, immediately,
God,
like,
I missed.
Look to
this.
Micah. Like,
yeah, I think it's a huge mistake. I think it's a huge mistake. All the veterans claim that TJ Ward was one of the biggest leaders on the defense. He was still producing last year. I still think he's got a little bit of gas left in the tank for us to pay him $4 million, $5 million. Broncos didn't even ask him to take a pay cut. Who knows if he would have? He probably wouldn't have, but you never know. It sounds like, I don't know, it wasn't handled correctly. Von Miller said it was, quote, ugly. Wow, ugly. That's an ugly word. So, wow.
And I've seen some of those hats.
No,
he's
I mean,
worn.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's a huge mistake. I don't know what John Elway was thinking. But with a new coach and a lot of new people on this team, keeping the defense together and keeping that leadership is very important. So I don't know what was going on with that decision.
Well, okay, so let me tell you why I think it was not that big of a deal. For what it's worth, I would rather save the $4.5 million.
Okay.
I think Elway pulled kind of a Belichick move, and it was him trying to get rid of a player who's going to need more money in the next year, if not 2 years, than what he might be worth being another year or two older.
Yeah, but who are we in the near future going to be paying a lot of money? We already paid Miller and
DT.
Demaryius.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and that's the thing is, like, the holes that we have, I think, need to be filled. And I don't know, like, one area of concern that I have is that inside linebacker, the middle linebacker position in terms of depth. And... I'm I'll say this. I think it was a bad decision on Elway's part because he did it so poorly, like unprofessionally, like TJ Warr said. I totally agree with that. But in terms of the logistics of it for the team as a whole, I just don't think it's that impactful when it comes to gameplay. Absolutely, I totally agree with you guys. In the locker room, totally different story.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, and saving the $4 million, I mean, Eric, who else are you going to get on defense that's better than TJ Warr for $4 million that you're saving anyway?
No one. But the thing is I think this is Elway trying to look a year or two down the road. And, I mean, we have, I think it's like $10 or $15 million to spend in our cap right now. And there's money available, and I'm kind of wondering if Elway's setting himself up to kind of do something, maybe not like a blockbuster trade or a blockbuster signing, but something that will be of worth to, at the very least, Bronco fans, because that's what this podcast is about, Bronco fans, later on. and I mean, I don't know. I mean, how else do you explain a dumb move like that?
Sean, what do you think about this?
You know, man, I was pretty sad to see him go. He was, I feel like, a really good player. I think he added a lot to the dynamics of the team as far as, like, leadership and his being a veteran. We have a lot of young players on our team this year. You know, I see the money side of it a little bit. Like Eric said, he left, or he was released, and Tampa Bay picked him up for $5 million for 1 year. He was getting paid 4.5. You know, I've heard conflicting things as far as, like, people said that they were looking to shop him around all off season. And then I've heard stuff like, TJ Warr himself come out and say, he was so blindsided by this and he felt like they handled it really poorly. You know, as somebody who's devoted himself to the Broncos, he felt like he should have been at least given a heads up a long time ago if they thought that this was an option. Yeah, it definitely does sound like it wasn't handled the best, but maybe, I don't know, that it's a sticky situation when you're put into a situation where you have to deal with a player who's really liked by the other players. You're not really sure what you're going to do. So you can't just go off and make it a big deal, because then it kind of brings down the morale of everything. I guess my question for you guys, do you think Justin Simmons could, fill that spot? I mean, he's kind of next up in line, right?
I mean, he's unproven, really. I mean, you have a veteran, and then you have somebody with a lot of potential coming in. As a fan, you just have to trust the staff of who John Elway has put in place to, you know, delegate these positions and see who has talent, who has skill, and who can make plays.
Right.
If I'm going to take TJ Warr or Simmons, I mean, for me, it's a no-brainer. I would take TJ Warr, you know. I just don't see – I just don't understand John on this one, you know. This is tough to trust him with.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Do you guys think he could potentially be the future of that position? He was his backup last year. I think his stats were like he had 30 tackles and sacks, 4 passes defended, 2 interceptions. And that was just as a backup. So I think he did an okay job. And I think the one area the Broncos could live to take a little bit of a hit is probably our defense.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, talent-wise, he's, you know, at par. If he has, you know, some other skills that TJ Warr might not have, like, obviously, height and length in his arms.
I was just going to say that, too.
I think the intangible thing that TJ Warr had was, I mean, we talked about it, his leadership. Obviously, Justin Simmons hasn't proven that he has that. I'm watching his college highlights right now. He's pretty good.
Well, okay, he's got...
I mean, he's a ball hawk,
he's got 2 interceptions last year. I don't think that he brings the power that TJ Warr has, but I will say, like, if you look at some of the other defensive backs that we have, and this is kind of the same thing with our wide receivers too, is like they're starting to look like clones. And
in terms
of size, they're starting to look a lot alike. And so I kind of feel like this is an attempt to kind of round off the backside a little bit in terms of supporting like that nickel and dime defense with such a pass happy league right now. Like, I think back to the Super Bowl, and I got into an argument today with someone about how whose fault was it? Was it that the Patriots were that good, or was it that the Falcons' offense was so bad? And I keep on coming back to the point that it's the Patriots' offense that was so good, because
I don't know. I mean, all they had to do was run the stupid ball.
I mean,
they kept passing it.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't matter when you have Tom Brady on your team, and that's what I'm saying is, like, both teams were significantly a higher quality teams when it came to passing. And I think I think this decision to have to say goodbye to TJ Ward, correctly or not, in the way that they did it, I think is kind of a nod to the league itself. And if you look at, like, I'm thinking about like the Chiefs and the Chargers and especially the Raiders right now, you know, we need some youth and speed and height in this position. I don't think running is going to be what the Raiders are focusing on. I think Marshawn Lynch is kind of a smokescreen for them. A Skittle smokescreen.
I think one big test for Simmons, you know, if he is going to be kind of the full replacement for Ward, will either be week or when we play the Chiefs on the 30th of October, or the Patriots in November on November 12th when he has to cover the tight ends,
right?
Because Ward covered Gronk in that Super Bowl run that we had, I mean he just stopped him.
There was no Gronk,
and no one ever does that. Yeah.
And that's what allowed Von Miller to destroy Tom Brady's body that year.
I'm hoping Gronk just gets hurt, but just in case.
I think a better indicator of if this is a good decision or not is if how TJ Ward does in Tampa Bay.
That's a good point.
If he tears shit up in Tampa Bay, we're going to look at ourselves and be like, what the hell are we thinking? We could have afforded him in the budget. And had just a stacked defense even more in case any injuries come along. So we'll see what happens. But
thank God we don't play Tampa Bay.
Right. Oh, God, yeah. Well, getting to the point of decisions where we say, what the hell were we thinking? Let's get to our next point, and that is Brock Osweiler.
Yeah, man. Return to Brock Osweiler and the so long to Kyle Sloter. Sorry, I pulled the mic up.
Oh, good.
Micah, what's that Miami defensive end name? What's his name?
It's Dominic Nsue. Dominic Nsue.
Never gets old.
Milk.
Yeah. Milk. All right. So we Brock Osweiler is back for a 1-year contract.
Wait. Let's back up. Let's talk about the loss of Kyle Sloter.
So he's taken off. He was signed with the Minnesota Vikings as part of their practice squad for $340,000 to be on the practice squad.
So I gotta ask this: which was a bigger loss? Now that we kind of talked out T.J. Ward, was T.J. Ward a bigger loss, or is Kyle Sloter a big loss? A bigger loss, I'll say.
Ward.
That's a really good
Ward
question.
I think Ward for the present.
That's a really good question, Eric. I don't know. I think both of them are a mistake.
I would agree with that.
Look at the preseason. I mean, let's look at Kyle Sloter as a rookie. Let's look at Trevor Siemian as a rookie and Brock Osweiler as a rookie.
Oh, God.
Who performed better in their rookie season of
Sloter.
You know, preseason games?
Sloter.
Out of all those three, hands down, no questions asked.
Well, here's my theory. I think the Broncos were going to sign him and put him on the practice squad, but since he was on the waiver wire, they had to wait, but then the Vikings picked him up, so they lost out.
Yeah.
It could be.
What do you guys think?
Yeah. I mean, we could have taken him at any time. Since when in the preseason, I think we could have put our stamp on him.
I'll say this with
wouldn't that mean we have to sign him to the 53 though?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you could drop somebody. We could get him on there.
Wait, are you saying sign him to the practice squad?
No, on the 53.
53. Okay, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, on the 53. Yeah.
Well, I mean, $340 is a drop in the bucket. But what the thing that with this decision that killed me, and Sean, I want your take on this. John Elway's line of, the regular season's a whole different ball of wax or whatever. I totally don't buy that bullshit line. I feel like you're more critical with the quarterback position than I am. So you tell me, was there something there that we didn't know about, or, what's going on here?
Well, I mean, of course, there's definitely something there. I mean, everybody knows Brock Osweiler. I think it's pretty well reported that he's like best friends with John Elway's son, and he was definitely a favorite of John Elway while he was here. Not to put on my Eric conspiracy hat, but I think that has to play a lot into it.
I got some conspiracy theories as it is.
Yeah, and then as far as like Kyle Sloter goes, he had 1 year in college. He played a few preseason games here and there against some, second, third string players. I wasn't super impressed. I think he has potential to do some good things. All that being said, so I'm not, there's not a whole lot of love lost for Sloter. And I think the upside to him leaving and being put on the practice squad for the Minnesota Vikings is potentially we could still take him back. If there's an issue where Brock Osweiler definitely doesn't work out, we could still pick him up from the practice squad at any time for nothing, as long as the Vikings don't put him on their active roster, which they probably won't. So it's smart on that side. And the whole Brock Osweiler side, that's a whole nother can. I don't know, man. The way he left, it just seems like bullshit that he's back, to be honest.
Okay, well, let's talk about Brock Osweiler. He might be the luckiest son of a bitch ever.
Right?
Yes.
That's why he just wants to be the water boy now.
Why even play football at this point? Like, there's no incentive for him to play.
Yeah. No one likes him.
Well, he's so... me and Eric were talking about this before we started. He is the most phoniest mother effer I've ever heard. If anyone is listening to this podcast has seen Brock Osweiler in a press conference, you can just tell you're like, you're acting right now. I wonder what Brock Osweiler really thinks about being back, Eric. Because interview that he had, I just feel like
he was the worst.
I don't know, man. He just seemed phony. I don't think he wants to be here.
You know what? Fuck him and the horse he rode in on. He comes in with this sob story of like, I've learned so much, and I love the Denver fans. No, fuck him. I had a baby.
I learned to bake banana bread.
Right. this whole idea that he's learned something and that he's worth our time. This is why I got to dig into conspiracy theories, guys. Why did John Elway bring him back? What in the world does he offer?
I don't know, man.
Crickets.
I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea. Outside, again, like the whole... I really don't get it, to be honest. He's cheap. I guess that's a plus.
No one gets this move.
No.
Yeah. He's cheap and that's it. We're taking a guy who the Browns didn't even for crying out loud. Which is insane to me. If you guys don't know, so he got the league minimum for a veteran of $775,000. And the Browns have to pay him the rest of his contract, which is $16 million for 2017.
It's ridiculous.
Or 2018. Yeah, so they're still on the hook for 15.25 million dollars or whatever it is, just to get rid of him, and that's the guy we picked up. I don't think there's any ounce of truth to the rumors that he's going to be competing for the first spot or anything. I think he's definitely just a backup.
All right, now
I have a question.
Go ahead.
I have a question. So the T.J. Ward, Sloter, and Brock Osweiler, do we start to lose faith in John Elway? Do we start to lose faith that his leadership skills are, I mean, these are three blatantly confusing, not good moves. I mean, just boom, boom, boom. Do we lose faith in John Elway a little bit and say, is there some incentive for him that we don't know that's going on? What's going on behind the scenes here?
I got to jump in on this.
I don't think we can until after this season.
I got to jump in on this. Okay, Micah, do me a favor.
Okay.
Who is the best offensive draft pick that John Elway has?
Matt Paradis.
Center?
Yeah.
So that's the bar that we have.
I mean, we won a Super Bowl. He's been he's snapped every ball for what? Like
Hold on.
2 years.
The best offensive player we have right now?
No, well, ever for John Elway.
Cuz then you could go
his best draft pick?
No, draft pick. Yeah, not signing, draft pick.
I'd say Matt Paradis.
CJ Anderson was undrafted, which I think if you're going to say anything with a rookie per se, it would be CJ Anderson in my mind. And then Cody Latimer maybe. But yeah, I mean, this is what I'm concerned with is John Elway doesn't have a single offensive player that he can hang his hat on that is of substantial worth to this team. Not only in monetary value, but also in player personnel value. And so here's me with my conspiracy theory hat on. I'm worried that we are trusting in Elway too much.
Yeah. This is going to turn into the Dallas Cowboys with Jerry's World, where he just like runs everybody out of town and just makes all the decisions,
John's
even
world.
If they're wrong. And yeah.
Sean, what's your take?
We won a Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Yeah, man. Just trying to think back on draft picks.
Yeah. Mark, to your point, we did win a Super Bowl with him, but seriously, like, greatest defense ever?
Well, so he doesn't draft very good offensive players, but he drafts good defensive players.
That's a disconnect, though. Like, we can't – that's clearly not sustainable. DT was drafted before Elway got there.
Right.
Didn't
McDaniels
yeah.
draft him?
Yeah, DT and Tebow were drafted the same year. Sanders was signed.
Tebow!
Everyone else is signed. Manning is signed. CJ Anderson's undrafted. Noshon Moreno. I can't say that he was a good pick.
Is he still crying?
Possibly.
You know, I mean, it's not... I can't give him too much grief for it because, honestly, like, we've been pretty low in the draft most years. We've traded a lot away the time since he's been here. I mean, tell me great draft picks for the Patriots. I mean...
Tom Brady.
No.
Shut up, Micah.
Tom Brady was drafted... Was it?
It doesn't say a ton.
He's drafted in the sixth round, like... If you're talking about first round picks, yeah, no one. I mean, Paxton Lynch then, I guess. Like, is that it? Like,
ugh, no. Yeah.
Pretty much.
So long, Paxton.
Trevor Siemian.
Yeah, but he wasn't drafted in the first round.
Seventh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shane Ray was 2015, was first round.
Yeah,
for that
defense.
One.
Hey.
Yeah,
hey, I've got a great statistic. So when did John Elway become the president, or what's his title now? General
GM,
manager?
I think it was 2013? 2012.
Yeah.
Okay. So since we're questioning John Elway and his competency lately, I think he's making mistakes, but I also think his track record has proven to be right decisions because this statistic just came out. Most wins in the NFL since 2013. Okay, guess who the top four teams are.
Broncos, Patriots.
Yes and yes.
Packers?
No.
Since what year?
Since 2013, who has won, had the most wins Seahawks? In the NFL? Who?
Are the Seahawks in there?
The Seahawks are in there. They are the third.
Panthers?
No, they're in our division.
Really? The Raiders?
No.
Fuck, the Chiefs?
Yes.
Oh, man. Indiana.
So the most wins in the NFL since 2013, number one is the Patriots with 50 wins. Number two is the Broncos with 46. Number three is the Seattle Seahawks with 45. And number four is the Chiefs with 43. So that speaks to John Elway's leadership. I mean, that's pretty impressive. Since 2013?
Since he took over, yeah. Basically.
Pretty much since he took over around that time.
We need to...
Three division titles. Think about this. Three division titles, two AFC crowns, and one world championship. And then those 46 wins.
That year that we had those, like, lightning offensive numbers, I want that back. I want a quarterback who's
Yeah, but it didn't end in a championship, though. What do you want?
I want an
another
offense.
One.
Yeah.
I'd rather limp into, you know, I'd rather be like the Steelers who limp into the playoffs and then just don't stop winning.
But, you know, every year they do that, and every year Ben Roethlisberger comes to life somehow after having like 15 surgeries and is half a bionic man. I mean, that to me, as much as I hate the Steelers, and the same thing with the Patriots, like for some reason they have quarterbacks that light up in the postseason. And we don't have that. And, Sean, I'll argue with you until you die that Trevor Siemian is not a Super Bowl quarterback.
He is.
He is, definitely.
A Super
I don't think
Bowl
he is, but I think he's good enough to maintain. He's – okay, let me ask this. Is he talent-wise worse or the same as Manning was his last year?
The same at best.
Okay.
But that's not why we won
that
Super Bowl.
That's not what we need if we have a great defense.
That's not why we won that Super Bowl, though.
But that's
the
thing,
Eric. Yeah, because we had a defense. We had a great defense.
That's the thing, Eric. You don't need an elite quarterback to win a Super Bowl. You don't. You can go through the history books of quarterbacks that you do not need an elite quarterback.
You're saying Russell Wilson? You think he's, like, above par?
Oh, absolutely.
No,
or it was more of his defense.
He's much better than Siemian. I wish we would have drafted.
No, maybe
I wish
now,
we would have drafted him.
But he's older and he's
had. We had the chance to draft him and we didn't draft him.
I just screamed.
I don't think he's a good quarterback. And you know what? You can make the argument of, well, we won a championship. What am I bitching about? Well, first off, I'm a fan, and I won another championship. secondly. It like literally that like we will never get that again. Like you cannot say that we will have again the greatest, the greatest defense ever, and they're going to win us the Super Bowl. Like statistically,
I agree with
that's
that.
Not going to happen.
Yes.
Again. We have to have a better offense.
Right, I agree.
Yeah, but
with
we're
you,
never
Eric.
Ever going to have a.
But
Peyton
I'm saying
Manning
it's been statistically proven. It's been statistically proven that you can win without an elite quarterback. So therefore,
that's like, oh my
Trevor
God.
Siemian,
you know what?
Could win
I,
a Super
I mean,
could win.
I could have a big dick. Statistically, I could. I could. I mean, I could have everything. Right? But I mean, like in reality, like that's just not how. That's not how the game is played. Like you need a good offense.
Okay, wait, hold on. I have a good argument, Eric.
Yes.
Is Joe Flacco an elite quarterback?
No.
Was their defense?
Yeah.
No. They have
when they
they've had
beat us in that championship and they beat the 49ers to win a Super Bowl.
They've had elite offenses.
I don't care. I'm talking about that year.
The year that they beat us?
2012.
The what was that guy's name? Haram Akeem, what's his name? The guy who got passed up?
Ray
I can't remember his name. I think, well, clearly they did. They beat us.
But they didn't have an elite defense.
They didn't need
to. The 49ers almost won that Super Bowl.
But they didn't.
If the lights didn't go out.
I think
Colin Kaepernick got all.
I think we need a better offense than what we have.
I agree, Eric. I think we need a better offense. I agree, but I believe that we could definitely. I think we're going to get to the playoffs this year. I think it's going to be a fucking tooth and nail effort to get there. But I think once we get to the playoffs, I think our defense can play lights out. And when it's playoffs, anything's game. Anything can happen. I totally agree with that. So if we just get to the playoffs, it's 1 week at a time. And I believe if Trevor Siemian is healthy, I mean, who knows, Eric? He could really. This could be a big year for him. I'm trying to be optimistic with Trevor. I think he's very. The reason I believe in Trevor Siemian is his demeanor.
Oh my god, that's such a bullshit line. There is no demeanor. Who is this guy? We don't know who he is.
He is
Jay
cool
Cutler
as a cucumber.
He's never won a Super Bowl.
You know what?
You know who else is cool and who's an amazing Aaron Rodgers. He has that demeanor of very just he does well under pressure. I'm telling you, man, there's something with that.
I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting for a quarterback that's better than 9-7.
It'll happen.
Well, I think we need to give him another year, though. You can't just go off one year.
Gosh.
If you went off 1 year, hold on. If you went off 1 year, so Trevor.
That's
Trevor's
what this league is about.
Last year was his. Hold on. If Trevor's last year was his rookie year, quote unquote, right? It's his first year starting as a quarterback. If you based that rookie year for every quarterback, then Manning wouldn't have been in the league.
Okay, you know, that same logic
can be applied.
Terrible
first year.
That same logic can be applied to why don't we let Paxton Lynch be our number one quarterback?
No.
Yes, that's the same logic. If you're going to say that about Trevor Siemian, oh, he didn't have, you know, he didn't have everything there.
That's true.
He didn't have a good offensive line.
No, I agree.
You know what?
He hasn't had a shot at doing a whole year. That's fine. That's fair.
All right. I want to see better than 10-6.
As long as he shaves that.
We will win
beard.
10 games. We will win 10 games this year.
Sean had us at 13-3 last week.
Are we going into predictions already?
And Ezekiel Elliott is now available the second week, playing against.
What?
Yeah, they was just announced.
What?
Hey, so Micah, for fantasy, we need to do a trade.
Collusion.
Wink, 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 wink. Nudge, nudge.
Yeah, man, I'm sorry. I really do feel like Trevor Siemian has a better than not chance of being a Super Bowl quarterback. I think we saw him pretty much in one of the worst scenarios for an offense last year. I think you're basing too much off of that. So much has changed this season. Statistically, you know, he's still in the same boat as Alex Smith, Joe Flacco, in those numbers. And would you consider Alex Smith a Super Bowl
Definitely
quarterback? Because he was
Definitely
damn close.
Not. Definitely not.
He was damn close without the defense that we have with way better offense
I'm
that we have this
year. Damn
close
to having a big dick.
I wouldn't say close.
I don't know who he is. He doesn't talk. I've heard more from Paxton Lynch this offseason and now Brock Osweiler than Trevor Siemian. And this leads me to my crushing the numbers. And that is two, and that is on the fan they were talking about how Trevor Siemian he could be more hurt than we think, and we could see Brock Osweiler play this season if Trevor Siemian is really hurt more than they're leading on, and that would be terrible. I don't want to see Brock Osweiler play. And this was my argument last week with Sean was that. I don't want to change quarterbacks midstream. I want our quarterback to be healthy the entire season. I want to have him here the entire season. I don't want to give I don't want you guys to give me a reason to say that Trevor Siemian is not a Super Bowl worthy quarterback because he can't stay healthy.
I agree. Eric, I 100% agree with you. I think can we all agree that every sport, whether it's hockey, basketball, or football, rhythm is important. But since you have, you know, only 16 games in the NFL, rhythm, I think, is so much more important to get a rhythm with your offense, to get a rhythm with your defense, to carry out through that season. If you are switching quarterbacks in and out, you're not going to win football games. I'm sorry, you're not. And I completely agree. I think if he stays healthy, I think he will play well. But that's the key, man. And Trevor Siemian, I mean, he can take a hit, but he's no Andrew Luck.
That's a bad comparison.
Dude, Andrew Luck had a lacerated kidney from a hit from Danny Trevathan. Do you remember that hit?
I do, but he's not starting this year.
No, I know, but he was tough. He's a tough quarterback.
He's got the body of a six-year-old man now.
Yeah,
yeah, he's beat to hell, man. He's beat to hell.
He's tough, though, man. Yeah, you're right. He definitely took some hits, but he's quick. I don't know. I feel like Trevor Siemian, he's quick on his feet. He's got the reach. He's got the height.
I just want wins. I don't know, man. I just want wins. That's all.
Maybe getting rid of Sambrillo will help keep him safe.
The offensive line argument again. I want offensive victories. I don't want defensive victories.
Well, we had that in 2013. Look what that got us.
Was it?
Let me ask you a question, Eric.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you want Mark Sanchez back?
God, no. I wanted the what was the Cincinnati backup? Who was that?
Oh,
what was his name?
Oh,
Not Josh McCown. Maybe that was him. I can't remember. Some of these guys, they all have like the same name. Josh, Josh McCarron.
Racist, but all right. AJ McCarron.
AJ McCarron. There we go.
McCarron.
Josh McCown, AJ McCarron, Blake Bortles. It's all the same. All these preppy kids from the SEC.
For sure.
I don't know. Let's get if we're gonna talk about wins, let's get to predicting our wins. All
right, Broncos. Versus Chargers, Monday, 9/11, 8:20 p.m. in Denver. You guys worried about this game at all? Me and Eric talked our predictions for the season last episode, and we both had this as a win. Curious to hear what our guests have to say on the subject.
Go ahead, Micah.
I think we're definitely going to win this game. Crybaby Rivers is going to be crying on Monday night. I'm going with 28-17 Denver wins, and Crybaby Rivers stomps his feet two times to the ref.
I think it won't be that far apart. I think it'd be closer. I think it's going to be 21-17 Broncos. I think the defense will pull it off again. I don't think our offense will have I don't think they'll show much this game. And I think the Chargers, I think they're better than what everybody expects. So I think we're going to be behind at least the first, if not second quarter, half the game. So 21-17 Broncos, though.
I'm going to say that it's even going to be lower than that. I'm going to say 17-13 Broncos. And that's only because, Mark, I actually disagree with you with the Chargers. You think they're going to be better this year. I think they're actually going to be worse because they don't have a real home. Their stadium holds 30,000 people, and I don't know if people in L.A. actually wanted the Chargers. They barely wanted the Rams. True. Sean, what do you think?
I could see that.
I'm going to say 21-13 Broncos, obviously. I do feel like, for some freak reason, we lose this game at home. Opening game. I think we're in for a really long fucking season. So I really hope we do win. Because if we don't, like, I might instantly lose faith. As far as the Chargers go, I know from what I read, they're all healthy now, which is not great. Keenan Allen and Melvin Gordon, both who were hurt, are healthy now. I think, didn't they just pick up Schofield too?
Yeah, I thought they picked up someone else from us as well. They like to take our trash. One man's trash is another man's, is the Chargers' treasure.
And then also the only thing that concerns me is McCoy spending the last 4 years with them. Their players have, and their team obviously has like a pretty good advantage to know what he's going to do.
That's a good point.
So that worries me a little bit. But again, I think the momentum that's going to be going into this game. I think we're definitely going to win. Yeah.
All right. We got some questions and comments from the Twitter line.
Yeah.
Our usual tweeter, Gun 1989 Gunner Kane. He kind of started a war on Twitter, I think, over whether or not it was a good idea to get rid of Slaughter, sign Brock, and get rid of TJ Ward. And then he also criticized.
Dude, I remember Gun. Dude, Gun's a man.
Yeah. He's still at it, man.
Dude.
We need to have him on, Sean.
Only fan that liked Micah.
Literally. Dude, Gun's, but I just looked at his question. He's right. We're in agreement. We're
right,
of one mind, Gun.
There's not even a reason to answer the question.
Why don't one of you read the question?
Oh, that's a good point. All right, what a fucking week. We lost Slaughter and Ward and got Brock back. Is this shit for real, or is Elway pulling some world-class shenanigans? Gun, we're in the same boat. We don't know what the hell's going on. And yes, he made the comment that we dropped the podcast one day and then it was totally pointless. There was at one point when I was editing the episode, I thought, what's even the point of doing this? But
Eric, I know you touched on a little bit, but I'd love to hear, you know, he kind of mentioned Elway's pulling some world-class shenanigans. What was some more of your conspiracy theories for this season?
Well, for the season or for the
Broncos organization?
Well, I know that, but I mean, are you talking about like the moves that he just made or as a whole this season?
Just any weird shit you want to throw out.
The moves he made.
I'd love to hear
the moves he made.
Like I said, I think the biggest thing to me is offense. Like, it's telling to me that we can't name a good offensive draft pick. And I don't know if in this league now you can piece together an offense the way you can piece together a defense and go and win a Super Bowl. I mean, he did that and we won a Super Bowl, but it wasn't because of our offense that we won that Super Bowl. So I'm very concerned about Trevor Siemian being hurt as well as John Elway's choices in player personnel. Can I take off my aluminum hat now?
I was just waiting for the villagers to come and burn you at the stake.
Well,
so
wait until
for questioning the almighty LA.
They can do that when Trevor Siemian wins 10 plus games.
Yeah, you owe me a beer, by the way.
I know, I don't.
Speaking of quarterbacks,
totally okay with that one.
The other question that we had, Broncos GB74, our fellow fan from the UK, longtime listener. He said, I think that the AFC West inside info from McCoy and Musgrave will help Vaughn and Wolf beat up the division. Do you agree? At Crush Report at Broncos. So do you think Musgrave's and McCoy's insights are going to help us in our division?
Mark, I want your take on this.
Oh, no, I do. I think that McCoy just brings a different element to the team, and Eric, to kind of, you know, help you with your point with the offense, I think that Demaryius Thomas in this offense, even if we have Siemian as a quarterback, he's going to be recognized as more as an elite receiver again, just because it's just going to be more of a pass heavy offense. Yes, our run game will still be there, but there's just going to be kind of that flair we've been missing, at least in the passing game.
That's music to my ears. Micah, do we have a leg up because we have Musgrave and McCoy?
I think we have I think McCoy's a great offensive mind, so I think he's a big advantage. Musgrave, I don't know. It's hard to say.
Yeah.
But I think McCoy's a huge advantage. Oh, yeah.
What do you guys think of Joe Woods? You know, he crafted the no-fly zone, but how do you think he's going to handle the entire defense?
I love him. I already love the fact that our defense, I don't feel like, has skipped a beat. This is another reason why I think that we'll be okay without T.J. Ward. I think clearly we agree that, you know, there's an issue with the locker room, but thus far I have not seen anything that I dislike from Woods.
Yeah, I would totally agree. Yeah, I think his record is pretty solid. I think he was with the Vikings forever, and I think from what I've seen, it's gonna be good. I don't think our defense was lacking much. I think there's a lot of leadership already there and in place. Kind of one of those just keep doing what you're doing kind of scenarios. He lucked out in a position that he gets to come in, and he's pretty much given the key to the city with the defense he's given. I think our offense, McCoy definitely had a lot bigger hill to climb, especially with all the changes that had to be made.
Totally agree.
But I do see McCoy and Musgrave having definitely an impact. I mean, especially with the AFC West. I mean, I think that's probably partially why they got their jobs, to be honest, is that they have insight on the AFC. So.
Sean, let me ask all you guys this question. Do the Broncos win this? Do we take this division, or do we go into the playoffs as a wild card?
I think we take the division. I have a lot more faith.
I think we take the division, too. I don't see us doing much more, though. The only reason I say that is because of what happened last year. And I think that our defense is just going to be a little bit more stingy and a little bit more brass and kind of help us with that.
I think we could win. I mean, if we go in as a wild card, I think we could go in the playoffs as a wild card, or we could win the division. But I think the only way we're going to win a Super Bowl is if we win the division.
That's a great point. Do you say that just because of the are you saying that because you get the week off, or are you saying that because
if we get a bye week in the playoffs, I think that would help a lot.
That's a great point, especially with our, what is it, week 5 bye week.
Well, that's what happened when we won Super Bowl 50, right?
Right. We had super early bye week. I feel like we've had early bye weeks for the last, 12 years.
Yeah.
So, do you guys think in our division, Chiefs are going to be the biggest hurdle again? Or do you think the Raiders, there's anything there? Or do you think that was the flash in the pan?
I think Chiefs.
I think it'll be the Chiefs again. They're just always a thorn in our side.
Yeah.
Raiders have to prove themselves again.
I would agree, especially now that Carr has his giant contract. There's not a whole lot of incentive for him to perform well.
And a couple screws in his leg.
Right, and I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the hell the Raiders are doing. Signing Marshawn Lynch, that doesn't make sense to me, because that doesn't support what they're trying to do with their team. Trying to keep youth on this team, you know, Amari Cooper. I mean, Crabtree's old. I mean. I don't quite get the move of signing him. Maybe this is kind of a wash season for them because they're going to Las Vegas next year. But I didn't quite understand why they signed him.
Yeah, I liked Latavius Murray. I thought he was a really good running back.
Right. So I don't know.
Yeah, good points. All right, guys. I think we've exhausted this week.
I think so too.
What do you think?
Wrap it up.
I gotta go.
Did we talk about Brent? Did we talk about Brent? I can't remember.
Brent Osweiler.
thank you guys so much for listening. This has been the first episode of season 3. We're looking forward to a very exciting season. I'm sure we're gonna definitely have Mark back on and maybe Micah. We'll see. I want to thank you guys again for coming on the show. This show definitely wouldn't be around if it wasn't for Micah. He definitely helped in starting it all in the beginning. Mark, the show would still be around without you, but thanks for coming on. Thank you guys for listening.
Anytime.
You can find us on iTunes, Google Play Music, anywhere else you could find a podcast. If you could go on to iTunes and rate and review the show, it definitely helps the show to grow and expand the community, I guess, if you want to call it.
Hell yeah.
Ragtag Meffin. Yeah, there you go. If you have any questions or comments and you want us to read them on the show, you can reach us on Twitter. The best place to go is at Crush Report. You can get yourself a free sticker if you ask a question and we read it and it's your first time. You can find me at Sean H. Porter. You can find Eric at...
Eric DeMunoz.
You can find Micah at...
Dude, I haven't even been on Twitter in forever. I'm trying to... Fuck, what is my... Oh, it's
on the
it's
paper.
Vash0077. it's been a while. Hey, guys, thanks for having me back on. It's been fun. And I'll be back on again soon. But this was a lot of fun.
Anytime you want, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Anytime
you
want.
I appreciate it.
Both of you have an open invitation. Anytime
Thank you.
You want. And then you can find Mark at...
Mark with... Mark with 2 Ks, 339. Yeah. Somehow there's Mark 339 was already taken. I don't know.
Yeah,
Mark with 2 Ks, 1 M.
If you're looking for a Twitter account with lots of pictures of kittens, and Mark with 2 Ks, 339 is definitely the place.
Don't
to go.
Do Mark with 1 K.
Yeah, if you want to let him know if you appreciated him being on the show, definitely let him know. Check out our website. We're always trying to update it. Not really. We'll get better at it. I promise. And then we're also doing YouTube stuff now. Probably going to do some more live episodes, have some big plans for the rest of the season. Looking forward to doing all that stuff, so keep an eye out for that. Our YouTube channel is just Crush Report. You can find it on there. Thank you guys again for joining us. We really appreciate it. We're looking forward to a big season. And go Broncos!
Go Broncos!
Go Broncos. Oh, I wasn't recording.
2 Ks. You better be.
2 Ks. Turn and face the strange changes. Don't want to be a richer man. Turn and face the strange changes. It's going to have to be a different man.
Are you ready?